What's up, what's up, what's up? Back at it again. It's the Larry Solidarity Podcast. So let's get right into it. Been talking to several people about writing and developing films and query letters. It's something that I wanted to retouch on. I did a episode on query letters some time ago, and I wanted to kind of touch on it again. You have tons of platforms, and these platforms, without naming any of them, they, you know, for a fee, you send your script in, and, you know, basically, you get feedback on whether the person that is reading your script thinks it's any good or not. That's really what it comes down to. As I was talking to a producer, and he mentioned that he was going to be producing a film, and it had all of these high scores on a particular platform. And when he kind of gave me the spiel of what the story was about, the first thing I thought that, you know, one of the elements, I don't want to give up the what the story was about, but one of them just absolutely made no sense. And to try to put it in perspective, it's almost like a movie about a guy that jumps out of a plane with no parachute. And when he lands, you know, he takes over a city. And the first thing, you know, I'm just making that up. And the first thing you're going to say is, well, how the hell is he going to jump out of a plane and survive? And thus, you know, you go back to, you know, and this is preliminarily before I get to the query letters, you go back to this thing about, you know, whether you get permission from somebody or you think you need permission from somebody to make your art come true. You don't. You really don't. Because, you know, I mentioned to the guy, I says, well, first and foremost, the one particular thing that he pitched me, it just didn't make any sense. And I said, if this is going to be a fantasy or a sci-fi thing, yeah, maybe, you know, but if this is just a straight out drama thriller, you know, in the real world, I said, you know, the thing that he mentioned to me, it just made no sense. And then he kind of went into, well, you gotta know the backstory. It's like, nah, there's no backstory needed. I mean, either something makes sense or not. And to the, you know, to regular folk, if, you know, you see a guy on an airplane and he just jumps in. And again, this is not his story. This is just something I made up. If you see a guy on an airplane and he, then there's other things that if you try to jump out an airplane, you know, you know, there's precautions. Are you going to be able to get the door open? Are you going to be blown out of there before you, you know, there's common sense things that come into play even before the things that don't make sense come into play. So thus, you know, I wish them the best of luck, but I told them part of the problem of the whole thing is a whole of, hey, I'm going to send my script over here or over there, and they're going to tell me if it's any good or not, is really where, you know, I don't say I take issue, but I think that's kind of where the knot comes in. I guess at the end of the day, you know, a lot of what happens on these websites comes down to taste, right? So you send your script in, you pay X amount of dollars, and you sit and wait for some type of review or what have you. And to me, the way somebody reads your script has a lot, just as much to do with it as, you know, if somebody's sent a script and they're told, evaluate this thing, well, they're reading it to me. I don't care what they say. they're reading it as an evaluation. They're not reading it as a, if you pick up a book and you know, I know, yeah, a screenplay is not a book. I don't give a shit about what people say about that. What I'm saying is when you're picking up a book, you have picked up the book because you're interested in the story and you kind of go from there. And some people, most people don't sit, and depending on how long the book is, you're not going to read a book in an entire reading, an entire sitting. I'm sorry. But you may read 10, 20 pages, then read 5 pages, then read 40 pages. But you're reading it and you're going to decide if the story has attached itself to you. If the story, if you're willing to go on the journey, or if you're going to put the book aside and not read it for a while and never read it again, or whatever. It's a matter of taste. So, you know, I don't want anyone that has a creative piece of work, creative art, to get themselves too worked up about what someone that you don't even know what their taste is. Because a lot of what this whole industry is just a lot of friends together kind of making movies and making, you know, projects and stuff like that. And when you're looking at it that way, I mean, yeah, you can read a script from a buddy and say, yeah, this sucks. But the likelihood of you actually saying that is kind of, you know, it's not likely. You're more likely to say, yeah, I read it. You know, it's interesting. And is this, and this. And I think that at the end of the day, moving to query letters in 2024, the thing is this, it's almost like catching lightning in a bottle, because you're, you know, and who you're sending it to, again, I go back to, you know, if a friend and another friend or a group of friends or a group of associates are trying to develop a project versus you attempting to pull someone in that you don't know into your project. And when you send a query letter, you know, most of the time a query letter is going to a total stranger. And even if, you know, you met this person, you had a meet and greet, you placed in a contest and they, you know, put you on a water bottle tour to meet people and they say, yeah, you know, I want to hear about this project. Send me a query letter. At the end of the day, these are still strangers, which is fine. You know, there's no problem with sending a stranger something, but the expectation from all sides should be kind of neutral, because you don't really know if they're going to respond. And then I've heard people say, yeah, you know, I've told to wait 8 weeks. You know, at the end of the day, the longer you wait to me on something, the less likely there's going to be interest. I don't think if you email somebody in today's world or send them a message or what have you, especially if you met the person and you send them an email, you send them a query, it's 8 weeks. And I've heard all of this stuff. You know, you read the books, you read the blogs. There's some great platforms that talk about screenwriting and they talk about etiquette. But at the end of the day, you know, there's access. And me personally, instead of taking and, you know, spending a couple grand after a few years on submitting to this and submitting to that and submitting to different platforms, you'd be better off shooting the best few scenes in your project or shooting your movie as a short, you know, whittle it down to what it would look like as a short film and get that around. Because at the end of the day, you know, we all go to movies and we see TV shows, and you know what looks good and what looks like bullshit. And there's really no reason for anyone to wait on somebody else and wait on lightning in a bottle to strike, when you can just, you know, you can take your time, but you find and you find the right DP, you know, find a DP who has his own gear. You know, you go out, find out, let him know what you want to do. Find out what he's going to charge to shoot for a weekend, a couple days, a few hours. I don't know. But it's all possible. And I know I brought up query letters, but the reason behind a query letter for most creatives is to try to get your project made. Right? And there's really nothing stopping anybody from getting it made. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get it made into a feature film, a TV series, or what have you right away. But you could be creating tomorrow's content today. And that's kind of the thing. You know, so, you know, we've heard it all. We've heard, you know, the stories of Walt Disney where they told him he should never try animation again. And, you know, look at Disney now, look at that company, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, again, don't let any feedback, whether it's good or negative, affect your decision on your art. Because at the end of the day, you know, I remember Craig Mazin on the Script Notes podcast had mentioned that he had read a winner of one of the film festivals. They had the script portion of the festival. And he really, you know, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he didn't, you know, I don't think he said that it was the greatest thing he's ever read. And I love, by the way, shout out to John August and Craig Mazin. Big fan of their work and their platform. And I think what Craig was saying is just because someone picked a project, a screenplay or teleplay or pilot, and another guy picked it and another guy picked it, it doesn't really mean it is any better than yours. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. And the thing is one thing when you dream it, it's another thing when you write it. It becomes another thing when and if it gets made. And then it's another thing when it's edited. And so keeping that in mind, query letters, you know, when you go into it, Just keep in mind, you know, that it's not that big of a deal. And I would go as far to say, if you can meet with someone and it's going to be, you know, I know there's going to be somebody say, well, how am I going to get a meeting in the first place? Well, you just got to, you'll more than likely be able to get a movie with great looking kick-ass footage than any query letter. And I don't care what any of these executives say. Oh, this guy he nailed his query letter. If you can do that, you know, it's like that some of these people are just saying anything and throwing bullshit and you're so far from their radar, they don't care anyway. And I'm just being real with it. And at the end of the day, you can do more to further yourself if you're looking to get in a room and meet with some executives with kick-ass footage of something than you are with any query letter. If you are planning on writing query letters, just, you know, be as simple and as real as you can. But don't expect a lot and don't let it, you know, don't let the rebound of it, you know, whatever you hear back, or if you hear nothing back, don't let that affect you as well. You know, there's no reason for that. I would also say that if you're going to go out there and do, you know, start reaching out, and what they usually, if you have a rep, they decide at some point, we're going to take your project called XYZ or the untitled this or whatever it is, and we're going to take it out. A lot of times reps don't go wide. I mean, they go within their usual network and then maybe your network. But one thing I've always And again, I'm not questioning anyone who does any kind of blast. What do you call them? Email blasts. But what I am saying is that is a wide net. And when you think about your concept going out to 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 people, strangers again, what I don't like about that is if you do have a unique concept, you can't protect that. And you look up and you go walk in a movie and somebody, they have the same idea. And I know the spiel, you can't be afraid of somebody stealing your idea. It's not about anybody stealing your idea, but I was told by a seasoned longtime executive, yes, it does happen. People are not going to take and steal your script, but they will steal your concept. So you got to be, that's why I'm kind of against the old email blast, you know, because you got just too, there's just too much, you know, just like they'll tell you in a minute, we don't take unsolicited material. Well, I don't want to solicit my script to people that I don't know. Flip it around, because at the end of the day, if you got a great concept, man, you know, yeah, obviously you can't just keep it to yourself, but if you only reach out to this person and that person and whoever your rep has, then you have a better chance. You have a way better chance of the material being close to the hip. I just don't believe anymore I kind of used to believe that, yeah, well, why would somebody take your, you know, again, not steal your script, but your concept. And that's kind of the most important part of it. If you have a unique concept and the concept is, you know, a kid finds a box and the box talks or whatever, something, you know, this hasn't been out there and unique. What's to stop some of these people that you put an email blast out from and to take your concept? And then you go, oh shit, somebody, you know, yeah, it's very possible that they could have came up with the same concept. But at the end of the day, and I'm not trying to tell people to be afraid, but there's a lot of, the industry is very different now is what I'm trying to get across. And while it was small, when it was smaller, it made more sense if something did get on someone's desk and they really, really liked it and they reached out and they really liked the person and they optioned it. But again, there's a lot. I mean, I think we can all agree there's a whole lot of people doing this now. You know, there's not just 3,000 people or 7,500 people. There's literally 100,000 people or better out there with cameras, movies, videos on platform. I mean, there's a lot of people doing it, so you can't really count anymore on the old school way of thinking. You can't count on that everybody out there is thinking that, no, this is their concept. As long as I don't know about it or whatever, it protects. I mean, there's some people out there that are not, they won't do things the right way. So again, if you're going to do query letters, I would say, you know, keep it small. You know, don't blast your concept out to 1,000 people that you don't know, thinking, well, if I even get two back, that's great. No, you got two back, but you got 900 people that got your concept sitting in their desk and you don't even know these people. And at the end of the day, it could be, again, ideas. I don't care what anybody say. Well, it's an idea, it's nothing, it's the execution. That was in the old days. But today, the ideas and the dreams are all you have. And they aren't to be shared with everybody. You know, work on less people, knowing less people, better quality people. But you just don't need to, you know, to blast out a query letter, in my opinion, to, you know, 10,000 people you don't know. You know, if you got a kick-ass recipe for peach cobbler and everybody loves it and everybody wants to know what's in it, and you just say no, just enjoy the peach cobbler, you can do that. Or you can say, you know what? I want to get my peach cobbler in McDonald's. I want to get it in Burger King. I want to get it in In-N-Out Burger. I want to get it in what have you. And you blast it out to 10,000 people. Before you know it, somebody's just going to take your recipe and then your recipe's gone. It's gone. I'll never forget one of my favorite movies, Blow. And Johnny Depp, you know, he had a connect. He had a connect that had some heavyweight coke, right? It was very pure. And the one Colombian, I believe the guy was Colombian, but the one guy he met in prison, he kept asking him, hey, man, who's your connect? Who's your friend? And Johnny Depp said, don't worry about it, man. We're making money together. Don't worry about it. Next thing you know, the Colombian guy, yeah, you know what? You just, you know, if we're brothers and if we're going to be making money, you would just tell me who your connect is. And Johnny Depp's character, no, he doesn't really want to be exposed like that. Next thing you know, he asks him again and he kind of presses Johnny Depp's character. And Johnny Depp said, Derek for real. Derek fucking for real. Colombian say, who? He says, Derek for real. And what he was asking for is an introduction. So once Johnny Depp introduced the Colombian to Derek for real, they cut Johnny Depp out of the cocaine business. And that's kind of what, to me, I know it took a while to say this, but that's kind of what you're doing if you blast out your great idea to 1,000, 2,000, or 5,000 executives or whoever the hell. In a lot of cases, you may be sending something to an assistant who's a struggling writer himself. You don't know who the hell is on the other side of that email. Think about that. And when Johnny Depp, whose character is George, by the way, looked up, they were doing business. They had cut him out. Blow, great movie. So, again, query letters in 2024. If you meet with somebody and you meet with them again, and to me, you meet with them a few times, and then, you know, at some point, you know, yeah, I want to hear more about your script, your pilot or whatever. That's not really a query letter anymore to me. That's now a communication from somebody that you have you don't necessarily have a relationship with them, but it's somebody that now you've kind of met, seen face to face. You know they exist. It's not their assistant, even if their assistant is the person that grabs and opens the email. You know, it's a different kind of thing than just sending something blind. And again, I don't even agree, like I say, with these platforms anymore. It's like, at this point, it's just too easy to go out there and shoot and make some kick-ass, you know, a 3-minute kick-ass thing or a 15-minute kick-ass thing. Or hell, you may be able to shoot the whole damn movie. You know, so, you know, and then you could be querying a person who's in no more of a position to make a movie than you are. I've seen that. Seen a guy, he queried, he did a blast or whatever you call it, and the person that got back to him gave all of these, this is how they work and this and that, and he wanted me to look the person up, and the person hadn't done any movies, which is okay. But I told him, dude, I could help you. You know, I'm busy working on my own things, but I said, I could help you do this yourself. Why would you turn over your project to somebody that you don't know and you don't know how long they're going to drag you through the mud, and then they could all of a sudden ghost you? And it's just too many games. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, I want people to win. That's, you know, I don't record a lot of episodes. You know, I do this for passion, for the passion of just communicating with whoever wants to listen, but I want people to win. And again, I'm going to just be real and tell the truth. And the old way of doing things has ended, and it ended a while ago. And there's no, to me, you know, a query letter can, you know, okay, it is what it is, but I think we should take that out of our vocabulary. You know, first, if somebody is interested or looking for something, they need to meet me first. They need to meet the artist. They need to meet you. Then let's see if we are on the same page, if we can hold a conversation, then at some point the project can come up. But, you know, think about Johnny Depp in the character George in Blow. Once he revealed who Derek for real was, they cut him right out. And I don't want to see that happen. If you blast your script out there to an unsavory person, and the next thing you know, you're going to see a movie and it's your shit. And again, you know, don't want to put fear into people and, you know, some top people, executives out there tell you, you can't be scared. Well, it's not about being scared. It's not about being scared to share your concept, but only share your concept with somebody you know, to me, and to some degree. Maybe somebody you know knows this person, but I just think it's time to back off from, you know, if you write a book and you publish it, then the world needs to know. If you record a song and you release it, then the world needs to know. But if you have dear, precious ideas, I just think that that shouldn't be shot out there as wide. It really shouldn't. But in any event, I'm gone.